I had the opportunity to go to groom this last Thursday. I've been there before, thanks to Bill Howard. And each time I go there, it has an impact on my life. As I was wandering around their shop, that curio shop with the different Christian books, paintings, etc., I looked up on a mural that they had painted, and it showed the crucifixion of Christ. And on that crucifixion, it showed his head bowed, the blood trickling down his forehead and face from that crown of thorns. This crown depicts such that he had placed on his forehead. And under it, it had some words that I've heard many times before. And yet, for some reason or another, these words really grabbed me this time in a way that I had never been moved by them. Under the picture was "Not forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," which we're all familiar with. It was a scripture that I had never seen in place with the crucifixion. It's from the book of Psalms, but it's also in the book of Matthew. It says, "When they had crucified him, they divided his clothes by casting lots." I'd never thought of that with the crucifixion, because his words were so powerful. I did not think so much, even though I've heard the scripture so many times, I did not think about what he had to be experiencing in addition to the pain. I guess I've always been so focused on the pain of Christ that I just skim by something like somebody that's a speed reader, these other incidents that were taking place. But here is our Lord and our Savior nailed to the cross, the crown of thorns on his forehead, the blood trickling down, and he's having pain like we cannot even begin to imagine, no matter what childbirth might have been for you, no matter what you've been through, we cannot relate to this pain that he had. And in a casual manner, he is being mocked by those at the foot of the cross. They're throwing lots for his clothes. He's hanging on the cross bare. Our Lord and our Savior. And as I saw that, I started tearing up because of the realization that they were mocking my Savior. They were mocking my Savior. I get teary-eyed when the American flag is presented, when we honor the vets, when I think of what they had to live through and how many did not come home because of the freedoms I have today. The freedom I have in the United States of America, the greatest country in the world, where we can argue with each other and still love each other. And yet, here's my Savior. And I couldn't hold back the tears. You've been at the graveside of loved ones, and you're going to miss them. And there's going to be an emptiness in your life forever. And that was the kind of emotion I had when I thought of people mocking the one I love, mocking the one that loved me so much that he was willing to die for me. They were mocking him. They were mocking Jesus Christ. And it didn't end there. As we go into Matthew, the same chapter, the 27th one, the 39th verse, those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God. Mocking him with his own words, mocking him. And yet those that were the closest to him were nowhere around. There were just a few there. I don't know if there's been times in your life where you have been misjudged, when your words were taken out of context and turned on you and used against you. I don't know if you're familiar with what kind of pain that is, but that's what they were doing with Jesus, mocking him with his own words. The one that told us to love one another, to give ourselves to each other in love, to forgive one another. And yet that goes on today, doesn't it? His words are used to mock him and to mock you and me because we're the followers of Jesus Christ. If you're so strong, where is your Jesus? Where is he when the towers came down? Where was he when the tornado hit more? Where was your Savior when the school was attacked by a violent assassin? Where is your God? Your God that is so great. Where is he? So the mocking goes on. The mocking that began with him before he was even dead. The insults that were hurled at him continue today. In the 42nd verse, again, this 27th chapter, the chief priest and the teachers of the law and the elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others, but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God." The religious leaders, not only mocking him, mocking God. "For he said that I am the Son of God." What they did not know, and what so much of the world does not know today, is that they did not kill Jesus Christ. His body was given up. But that Holy Spirit still lives. That Holy Spirit cannot be denied. As I'm looking around, I see the different families here and how you've called on Jesus Christ and that Holy Spirit to be with you. Some of you have just finished a stint in the hospital. Some of you are going back in soon. Some of you have spent years in the hospital with someone you love. And you know that spirit lives. You know it lives. It lives today. And you know the power of that spirit, because when you're not strong enough, the spirit is strong enough. It is always. Just as we were reading earlier, in Isaiah 40. He will carry you. And Jesus Christ came back in the flesh to give us the good news. To give us the good news. And when I look upon that cross and I see how they mocked Him, I see how they tormented Him. The one that was dying for their sins. You see, He died for the sins of mankind. For I am a sinner. And only through grace can I be here today. And that grace was paid for by Jesus Christ. You and I are called to be strong today. For we will be ridiculed and we will be mocked. And yet we're called to love our enemies. To pray for those that are be mocking us. And they need our prayers. For if they don't know Jesus Christ, then they do not know joy. If they do not know Jesus Christ, they do not know happiness. Not true happiness. They may go to a party and it may be a temporary deal and they go home the next day. And they're looking to the next one. But the joy of Christ is so much greater. For it's eternal. So it was with sadness that I saw that picture. Because there was someone I love that they were mocking. You know that your love for your children is so great. Just like with Taylor. She breaks a leg and it crushes you. You have a child that's in an automobile accident and you can't wait to get to that child to make sure that child is okay. You have a grandchild in a hospital. And there's that anxiety. Because of the love. The unlimited love you have for your child. Just like Mary, she's on her way to Lubbock to greet her child who is no longer an infant, but it's her child. That's what Jesus Christ is to you and me. I'm sure when y'all were in the hospital, the prayers were endless. Because you knew there was a Lord and a Savior that loved you unconditionally. At that moment, you were not thinking of the mistakes you've made in your life. You were not thinking, I am unworthy. At that time, you're thinking, dear Lord, please be with my child. Please grant healing to my child. You have something in common with our Lord. Because at that time, He's not thinking about your sins either. For He has forgiven them. So let the world mock Him. And if we're so lucky, at the same time, they will mock us. For there is no greater company than to be in that of Jesus Christ. If we're called on to carry a cross, let us carry it proudly. For when He hung on that cross, and they were ridiculing and mocking Him, He was thinking about you. Thinking about His children. He was thinking about you and paying for these sins. These sins that we have carried throughout our life. For He loves you so much that He endured it all. He endured it all. If there's anyone that'd like to rededicate their life to Christ this morning, to Christ, the one that was without sin, Christ that was ridiculed, mocked, made fun of. Oh yes, by the way, they ripped His skin off His body with the whips. They crushed a crown of thorns down on His forehead. And if that wasn't enough, they drove spikes in His hands and His feet. Not because of His sins, but because of your sins and my sins.